Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to LAFPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Sarah Doyle, whose play Feeling Feeling is part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival taking place from June 16th through 26th. Sarah was born in Scotland and raised in Sydney, Australia. She's the author of Shining White Diamonds, Soho Think Tank, and At That Moment, Everything Changed, Forest Blue, and Ruby Tuesday, among other works. She's also directed several music videos for local LA bands Andy Clockwise, Low Light, and Mitchell's Folly. So welcome, Sarah.
Hello. Hi.
Well, Feeling Feeling begins as a humorous exploration of relationships and how the sexes experience their emotions in very different ways. So
yeah.
I wonder what the original inspiration behind the story was, because it feels really personal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. You know, the original inspiration came after my sister suddenly died. And so, of course, after that, I was going through a period of intense grief.
Right.
And so I wrote a short story about a girl who went to this place, this sort of underground hospital, to where they were doing these surgeries, she got her feelings surgically removed.
Mm.
So that was sort of like the kickoff point, the impetus. And then I met this guy, and he'd just broken up with a 7-year relationship, and he said that the resounding problem was that he didn't feel anything. He just that was his state in life. He couldn't really feel properly. And so I just had this great premise. I was just like, okay, well, why don't I put these two people in a relationship and see what happens, you know, and go from there.
Hmm.
So, yeah, at the time that I met him, it was the Olympic Games, and so I just kicked it off there, like two people watching the Olympic Games, and it just made sort of the perfect structure to be able to set it over a long period of time. It's set over 12 years, and you get to meet this couple every 4 years see what's going on in their life.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you next. Intersecting stories are set against 4 consecutive Olympic Games from 2000 to 2012.
Yeah.
What did that provide for you as a writer to kind of counterpoint the relationships taking place during that time?
I mean, it was perfect because you obviously it plays into the games we play. That idea of hope and ambition that you can start with as a sportsman or woman, but also in a relationship and also in life. The idea of winning and losing, and then also the ritual of the Olympic Games and the rituals that we go through in life as humans.
Interesting.
I guess.
The characters in Feeling Feeling also end up in very different places from where they began, and kind of without giving too much away. Who do you think takes the biggest journey?
Oh, absolutely her. Well, I mean, Darla, it's Darla and Dave, and because she gets this, she does, you know, get her essentially goes through a pretty full-on operation and gets her feelings modified. You see this massive turnaround where she starts off being sort of overly emotional and like out of control with her emotions, and then completely rational and without you know that guidance of her emotions, and then things happen and you see her with other men and with her best friend and different relationships, and then you see what happens. Yeah, I don't want to say.
Exactly.
But yeah, absolutely her. And then there's this it's also the idea of, you know, how much does a person change, how much can they change, and she's always wanting him to change and feel more like the way that she feels things, you know. Essentially he doesn't change that much, you know.
Right.
That's the sad truth of it. I really tried to have him change more, but some people don't change that much.
not so much. So you're a veteran of other Fringe festivals, as your bio reveals. So what?
Well, only the first Hollywood Fringe. That was my first, and that was, yeah.
What do you think the biggest benefit to exhibiting your work in that way is?
You know, it's the price, I think, of renting the space. I mean, to be able to put up a play in Hollywood, can be a very expensive affair. So, I mean, you do have the time constraint of an hour, but we pay, I think, $125 rent, for every show. So, I mean, we really probably aren't going to make any money, but at the same time, we're not going to lose any money because, we can at least get that many bums on seats to make that back, so...
Excellent, because I think some of the people listening probably will be interested in maybe what experience of a Fringe Festival is. So I kind of wanted to ask you about that, is what you're going through this time around.
Oh, it's just awesome. I mean, they really love the guys, Ben and Dave, who set it up, and they're even more organized this year. All our shows are at Fringe Central, which is so much fun. They've just got this big tent going on Theatre Row in Santa Monica, and there's a bar, and so it's just like you get to meet the community and, it's just fun. It's just perfect. It's like school camp for, dramatists.
It should be. All right, well, I wanted to ask you, too, before we have to end, what's up next for you? I mean, obviously you have these remaining performances of Feeling Pain.
Yeah.
But anything else you're working on in the future?
Yeah, well, two things. I mean, I've adapted this to a screenplay, so I really and because it ends in 2012 for the Summer Olympic Games, I really want to make the film like in the beginning of next year at some point. So I'm hoping, I can just gather the right people together in the audience who can help me do that, because obviously that's no mean feat. So there's that, and then I'm also getting married.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm gonna get into bridezilla mode after the play.
Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today.
Cool.
I know it's a very kind of frantic week sometimes during Fringe, so thank you so much.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, Feeling has 5 remaining performances at the Hollywood Fringe Festival on June 16th, 18th, 19th, 23rd, and 24th at the Artworks Theater and Studios on Santa Monica Boulevard. For more information, go to www.hollywoodfringe.org/projects/458. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.